It was actually an epiphany for me, district nursing. I was a district nurse for 7 years. One of the funny things was I was the district nurse for Takapuna Milford Golden Mile. And I was the only brown face in the whole place. And it was really funny, you know, to go into the old people that opened the door and startled, you know, and I'd say, yes, I am Māori. Yes, I am your district nurse. Can I come and chow you? Of course, being Māori and being within the first month, I had all of them lined up doing the scones and the bits and pieces for the morning teas. Students and I used to, it was just divine. It was just, you know, yeah, loved it. And then something happened during that time, and it was the actual transition of people who were dying from cancer to die at home instead of in the wards. I was a district nurse at the beginning and through the middle of all of that, and it was an epiphany for me. It was an epiphany in the way that it was just outrageous that people were sent out from the hospital to die, and nobody in the community knew how to deal with this, because it had always been dealt with in hospitals. And you had doctors saying we can't give pain relief because they'll become addicted to it. You know, that sort of, before Kubler-Ross was even on the, there was nothing, there was no preparation, there was nothing, and it happened. But what did happen is what, in my view, it brought out the calibre of nurses that would never have been if it wasn't for that.
They responded.
We responded as nurses, and it was an amazing time of growth. Tough, painful, but joyful also. And again, we had to work, and again, we had to facilitate for people who were dying, with doctors, with getting as much as we can and helping to relieve the pain and make life a bit better for those, because it was new to the families as well. Everybody went to the hospital to die. It was a terrible time. The policies that came in that time was not around a structured move. It was throw out because it's going to save money, just as they did with mental health some years later, with the same bigger impact, actually. We're still feeling that one.